few high notes there. Now, this is not another marketing survey, but it is traditional at this point in the program to recognize people who've traveled some distances to come and be with us today. So first of all, would the people from Portland or other points in Oregon please stand and be recognized? Let's give them a round of applause. Now, I know that we've got people here from Vancouver also. Would they please stand? British Columbia, yes. Yeah. We have people here from Victoria. Would they please stand? Hey, good job. Now, we also have people from California. Could they please stand? Oh. Any other states?
North Carolina.
Good. Anybody here from Wales? Well, I mean more recently than that. England? No. Scotland? No. Okay. Did I miss anybody? We covered
Algeria.
Okay. Now I think the next thing is the announcements, and I have several announcements here. First of all, I understand Sally Brinkley, the president of the Victoria Welsh Society, would like to say a few words. Sally here? Ah, there she is. Sally, do you want to come up front or can you do it from there?
Well, we're so glad that you're here. And I'm bringing you all the greetings from the Forest Society. We're very sorry that we missed you all not coming out last night. But neither is strange if they have been lost away.
Oh. Thank you very much, Sally. The next announcement I have is from the Welsh Society of Vancouver, BC. They wish to extend a warm and very special invitation to all their friends in Seattle to join them in celebrating in June 1989 the 60th anniversary of the Cambrian Hall. It's on Saturday, June 17th. They will have a Nosen Lawen, and on Sunday, June 18th at 11 a.m., a bilingual service, which will be led by the Reverend Bedwin Roberts. There will also be a lunch, and then at 2 o'clock, there will be a Gaman Bagani, followed by, of course, the Te Bah. Next announcement, there's going to be a World Fest 89 at Northgate Mall next weekend. It used to be called the Ethnic Fair, I believe. And the Welsh group is going to participate. They're going to have a booth there. We need some more volunteers to work at the booth. I think there are some sign-up sheets here somewhere today. Is that correct? Anybody have those?
Yes.
Kayla Ware. Who had them out front? Yes, Kayla has them. So you can see her after we finish here. We would like some volunteers to make Welsh cakes, if you know how to do that. If you don't, we do have recipes. They're very easy to make. Even I can do it. One other call for help. If you have a pickup or a van, then we could certainly use some help to transport our booth to the World Fest. We would need it late Thursday evening or early Friday morning, and then we would need it again on Sunday evening to take everything back down again. So please see Kayla Ware during the tibach if you can help. Lots of announcements here. I think I've lost one. Here it is. May 7th at the Lake City Presbyterian Church here, we're going to have a service where the Cor Cum Raig is going to join with the choir of the Lake City Church and sing together. We're singing Morte Christi, I believe. Mm-hmm. And what else?
You?
Anyway, it'll be a very good program, I can promise you that. And it's at 10 o'clock. A.M. Thank you, Hugh. Did I miss any announcements? Anybody got anything else they want to announce?
Yeah. I wanted to say, if anybody has a young child, or has a grandchild, or a nephew, or a niece, or a child of a friend, or any child that's in their life, that they would consider teaching the Welsh song for next year that the children are going to sing, please contact Marvin Davis in the next to me, my mother. And I want to add, she came taking it, brought all these songs to me. And my sister, we were very proud, and it was not easy, but she managed to teach us. And, you know, it's a wonderful thing to teach these children. And if you're willing to do it, my mother will help buy a tape or whatever else. So if you have any children, and I want to add also that these children are our future, and they're going to be our joy in the future to listen to them and sing the songs. So make the effort if you know anybody you think you could teach these to who might be able to be here next year and join. One day we're going to have a real children's choir going on here. Thank you.
Thank you, Arthur. And now, a short commercial break, folks. Most people realize that when you put on an event like this, there's a lot of work going on behind the scenes. Obviously, it's all volunteer. But what some people don't realize is that it does cost quite a bit of money to put on an event like this. I'm not going to bore you with all the details of that, but believe me, it does cost quite a bit of money. One of the major expenses, not surprisingly, is the program. We do ask that you make a donation. The baskets will be passed around while the choir sings the offertory to the Avrod Eist. But please give generously. We don't try to make money on this, but we do want to cover our expenses so that we can maintain a fund so that each year we can put on a gemandba like this. Thank you. And now the choir will sing Te Dia Rod Eist while the ushers will pass the collection baskets around.